Spoilers ahead, fuck nuts.
Come on, we got a bet going.
What's the bet?
That Ted can get mom to swear.
Just eat your supper.
Wait, you're not wearing pants. Where'd you get this?
Don't you worry about where I'm keeping stuff. I'm gonna get expelled.
For what?
I'll come up with something. I'm the king of the weeders!
The two of you might not be total screw-ups.
I'm gonna need your parents' phone numbers.
My parents are out of town.
I don't have parents on account I'm a teddy bear that came alive.
Good evening, Poe.
Hello.
We are joined by a female Poe today.
Haha.
Ladies rock. Like Dwayne the Rock. Our favorite actor.
Yep.
He's your favorite, right, babe?
Yep.
Favorite actor of this generation,
yeah.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson, who gave such great performances in Jungle Cruise and and Rampage.
And Jumanji. Hey.
He wants to be a real actor. Did you hear that?
he wants to do more serious roles.
He finally admitted it the other day. He said, yeah. I want to be a real actor now, like Pinocchio
or some shit. What were you before you made this?
I was an action actor. I was in that WWE / action hybrid state. Now I want to be Oscar nomination worthy.
Don't forget I played Maui in Moana.
I haven't seen that.
It's a good movie.
You think Dwayne The Rock Johnson watched Ted?
Yeah. Sure.
He probably got Peacock, right?
Yeah.
He probably likes raunchy R-rated comedies from Seth MacFarlane, right?
Yeah, sure. I mean, he's friends with Kevin Hart. I think Kevin Hart's pretty funny. So,
has The Rock ever been in like a Seth MacFarlane thing?
I feel like maybe in like Family Guy or some shit where they like maybe like they're just like doing like a. I'm pretty sure they have, honestly.
No, I feel like they've had to at this point, and like because he's has so many shows.
Yeah,
he's got. Family Guy first, right? Then American Dad,
mm-hmm.
and Cleveland Show, but that
mm-hmm.
got canceled.
Mm-hmm.
And then he had that Orville one that I told you about, and then he has this
mm-hmm.
now.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's also had his little foray into movies, like about 10 years ago.
Yeah.
With the Ted movies, and then that. Did you see that Western one?
No.
Yeah, I didn't see that either. I heard it was kind of shitty.
No, I don't even know what you're talking about, honestly. Western?
I think it's like A Million Ways to Die in the West or something. It was like a Seth MacFarlane one that was like a movie that came out. He was like starring in it. But what did you think of Ted, the series, which follows John and Ted in their high school years?
Yeah.
Which no one really seemed to ask for, but what do we think? Halo.
We just got the whole high school experience. But yeah. No, I like how it was like, yeah, kind of like preceding like the movie.
Mm-hmm.
So you like know their like relationship, like growing up with them and shit. Like,
yeah. Because all we saw was him as a,
like adult.
Just a little kid or an adult.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. A little kid in like the beginning.
Yeah.
Of the
yeah.
One, right.
Yeah.
That's when you like wish that like.
it was a Christmas wish, right?
Yeah.
Okay. It was like a Christmas miracle, like, basically.
But he, like, the shooting star.
Yeah.
That he wished.
It just is a running thing in the Bennett family, I guess.
Yep, you wish on a shooting star. The most ridiculous shit. It's
and your last name is Bennett.
Maybe they should have had Arnie play Matt. No, I'm kidding.
They should have had Bennett from Commando in this. He should have been a Bennett. His name's Bennett.
Bennett.
But yeah, so we got 7 episodes of this all dropping at once on Peacock.
Mm-hmm.
Seth MacFarlane is more involved in this than a lot of projects he's done recently. And I think it shows, honestly.
Yeah.
I think it really shows because I think we can all agree like those shows are kind of not what they used to be.
Mm.
Like, maybe occasionally they'll have, like, 1 or 2 good episodes a season, but, like, I feel like it's kind of just a very mixed bag now.
Yeah.
Like, because you say you don't even watch American Dad past, like, a certain season, like, which was, like, 10 years ago, basically, right? Or, like, 15 even at this point or something.
Probably. Honestly, I, like, forget where I stop. I think it's, like, season, like, 11.
But you love that
something.
Show, but you just rewatch, like...
Yeah, I just get to a certain season. I'm like, all right,
you've rewatched those, like, over and over again, though.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think it shows that, like, they've been on the decline. And I've heard a big part of that is because he hasn't really been involved.
Yeah.
Besides voice acting.
Right. Because, yeah.
And I think part of that, too, is I guess he hates Fox. Seth MacFarlane.
Yeah.
And he's, like pissed that Family Guy's even still on because he's like, I fucking hate Fox and, like, Family Guy's on Fox and everything. Like, I'm pretty sure that's why American Dad isn't on Fox anymore.
Yeah. Honestly, I wouldn't even know what it's on. I just, like, watch it on streaming services. But...
Well, I'm sure he's kind of pissed they fucked him over, too. Like, he had Cleveland Show and they canceled that.
Like, I didn't.
I mean, that was the weakest of the three, but like.
I was gonna ask if you.
I liked that one.
Show. I didn't really watch it. I don't know.
I think it all just depended, like, kind of like how I used to tell you, like, I didn't watch American Dad, but like I liked Family Guy.
Yeah.
Like, I think there was something for like each sort of person, or if you're just a fan, like maybe you liked all three. But I think there was quality there at points, like when he was involved.
Mm.
And
oh yeah, like yeah. Family
I think there's a return to that.
Yeah, there's always some classics in there.
Yes. But, yeah, so I guess we'll dive right into, like, just some of our favorite things in this season. And, like, some of the actors and, like, our favorite performances and stuff. So I thought here the dynamic between John and Ted, like, the new actor playing a young John, his name's Max Burkholder. I thought they did a really good job.
Yeah.
Honestly, like, I think it might even work a little bit better than, like, Mark Wahlberg and Ted.
Yeah.
Because, like, I've seen other people kind of talk about it, and I love the Ted movies, like, and I like this. But I think it almost even works a little bit better that he's, like, actually the age, like, where people are doing a lot of that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, like being irresponsible or smoking weed for the first, you know, and stuff like that. So
yeah.
It's like, it's kind of funnier. Whereas, like, I think sometimes, like, with Seth MacFarlane and, like, some of the humor being a little mean-spirited, like, when you, like, realize he's, like, 40 now or something and he's still being a dick, you're kind of like, dude, come on. Or, like, something, you know, like, it's still funny, but, like, I think it works kind of even better here.
Mm.
Or at least for, like, most, like, an even more general audience, because it just makes more sense for like a teenager to be throwing eggs at people with his teddy bear, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, so I really like the dynamic between the two of them. You just hit yourself in the face of the mic. It attacked her, folks.
I went to like itch a scratchy spot and I smacked my hand on the microphone, so
you okay?
Yeah.
You need a kiss? My boo-boo?
Oh. I don't know how much damage a microphone can inflict. I have to like...
Oh my god, you're bleeding!
I have to like fucking beat myself with it for a bit for it to do some damage. So I'm not going to do that. Anyways.
I hope you're okay. But what did you think about the dynamic between them?
I thought it was wicked funny. I think it's just like...
They have some of the funniest scenes, I think, in the show.
Yeah. That, like, scene where they, like, you know, smoke weed for the first time.
Yeah. Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
And I also loved, and I guess we'll just start going into it. Like, I think, like, the first two episodes were, like, probably some of my favorites. Like, I think the earlier episodes, I liked the whole season, but... I think that some of the earlier ones worked even better for me.
Yeah.
And like particularly like that second one where it's like all about the bully that like you've seen in
like
the
first
episode and
yeah.
stuff. And like and you just think it's gonna be the usual like they're doing the bully fucking storyline and like these things or whatever. Like, you know, we're so used to seeing that trope in these things, like I just think you, like, they've met, you know, you can kind of map out, like, where they're going to go with it. And, like, so I really enjoyed the first episode. And then you get to that second one and they're doing that. And I'm like, man, have they really already run out of fucking ideas? Where they're just like, I guess bully episode? Like, he's getting bullied at school and Ted needs to help him, like, you know, like, just fuck with the bully or something. And the funny thing is, like, I think they fuck with people's expectations because it does kind of start off as that, right?
Yeah.
But then, like, basically they have, like, this series has a longer format. And I think that benefits it with some of the episodes. Because you start off with that and then, like, you get, like, a more natural flow of the storyline and the comedy, I think. Because they have, like, other side plot things that, like, eventually, like, meet later in the episode.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but maybe you didn't even think it was going to, like, be a part of it. It was just going to be, like, a usual Seth MacFarlane gag.
Yeah.
Because, like, they go into, like, how they love prank calls and stuff like that. And I figure it's just going to be a gag. And then eventually it turns into, like, oh, we should prank call the bully. And, like, like, because, like, their mom ends up telling them, like, some useful and she's not trying to. She thinks she's, like, being nice, but, like, she ends up actually telling them some, like, dirty gossip, basically, of, like, he doesn't have a dad. And
yeah.
And so they end up using that to their advantage and calling him, pretending to be his dad. And, yeah, that's, like,
so fucked up.
It's so fucked, but, like, it's so funny. And, like, this is spoiled it, and we've already spoiled part of it. But, like, for those who haven't seen it yet, like, it gets even more crazy than that. And, like, it just goes in different directions. And, like, it's just so funny. Like, and it shows how well the dynamic between the two of them works.
Yeah.
Where,
that one's very funny.
Yeah.
Just between, yeah, like, yeah, Ted and John.
Like, their reactions to just, like, how this thing unfolds in a direction they don't expect it to, you yeah. know? I just thought it was very,
like,
funny.
Like, how invested they are. Yeah. And, like, yeah.
That was my favorite of this season, though.
Yeah.
But I think some of the other episodes were really great, too.
Mm-hmm.
I think the weakest to me was probably the one with the truck. That one was just a little big.
So
still really
stupid.
Funny, though. Like, there's still always so many funny moments in them where, like
even if it's stupid, they just, like, add something that just, like, makes you, like, fucking start dying laughing.
I just thought that was, like, out of all of them,
it was
that
so
was probably
random.
The weak. It was, yeah, exactly. That's when I just felt like, where I was like, okay, this one feels a little bit more random to me.
Yeah.
But it was kind of funny, like, the dad's version of, like, Ted. But, yeah.
Dad has his own Ted, but it's a fucking...
But it's a
but it's a
talking,
dump truck.
Fire truck or something.
Like, toy dump truck or
yeah.
fire truck or whatever. Named
there were still
Dennis,
a lot of funny
truck.
Moments in that. But funnily enough, like, so I, like, look at IMDb and stuff, like, people's scores and everything. And I thought it'd be funny or fun to incorporate that more, like, into this. And so, like, I'm looking at it and, like, people agreed, like, that's the weakest episode.
Yeah,
and before I
random.
Even, like, looked at all of them, like, you know, the scores and stuff, like, we had just watched all of it.
Yeah.
And then I looked.
Yeah.
And, like, that, yeah, people agreed that one was the weakest.
Because it was just, like, fucking, like, what the hell is going on?
The finale is ranked as the highest.
Oh, that's when John goes to, like, the prom. Right?
Yep. I like that one, too. But, yeah, it's funnily enough, the bully one is actually, like, the second least rated one. I thought that one was fucking hilarious. That's my favorite one.
That
I just thought,
really
like,
funny.
I was like, wow, like, the fact that I thought this was going to be, like, kind of shit or, like, just usual run-of-the-mill episode, and they turned that concept on its head. Like, I give you guys props.
Yeah. I don't know if it's the first, the second one, but yeah, when John Ted smoke for the first time.
It's the first one, right?
It might be
the first
one.
I think it's
the
first, yeah.
And then they start walking down the stairs.
Yeah, and it's playing Low Rider.
Low Rider, but they're not even, and then they just cut to, like, them actually singing it. And it's
Do you think, like, I wonder if, like, that was almost, like, a reference to, like, George Lopez, because, like, this show in a lot of ways feels like something, like, George Lopez or, like, that 70s show or 90s show, or like even like Malcolm in the Middle or something. Like,
yeah,
particularly a lot of scenes that are inside the house, I think. Like, I get that vibe.
Yeah.
Which I think shows that like they do a really good job with like the set design and like using this budget to their advantage, because this takes place in like the mid 90s.
Mm.
So I don't think they're like pushing it in your face too much. Mm. Like, oh, nostalgia or like whatever. But like they have like cool.
Nostalgia right in the face.
Right in your face. Here you go, some nostalgia. but like they do it like how That 70s Show used to do it. Mm. Where it does take place during that time period, so there's going to be things where it's referencing it, but, like, otherwise it's just, like, they are normal kids. Like, people really haven't changed that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Like, you don't have to overthink it, but, like, and you can still have nostalgic beats, but you don't have to, like, force it and yeah. be, like...
Okay, they're doing way too much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I thought this did something, like, because that 90s show... takes place in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought this did a better job than that with like its budget and everything, and like trying to like accurately portray like the time period.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Because like, I remember there was like, I think in that 90s show,
was forcing it. I feel like
one of the only times they had like a thing in that 90s show was like the video store.
I don't even remember that, honestly.
It was like one of them worked at like a video store, like a VHS or like I think it was, yeah, VHS, because I don't think DVD was around yet. Or maybe it was DVD, but like it just came in or whatever. But one of them worked.
Which one?
I forget.
No.
Yeah, I don't know. That shows, I guess, kind of shows a little forgettable. Not as good as That 70s Show, but
no. See, I can remember.
But like, not to the point topic, I was gonna get at was like they had movies in that store that weren't even fucking out yet for like the time period. Like,
oh, I think it said I remember it was you or whatever.
And I was just like,
I think I remember you saying that when we were watching that episode. You were like, was that movie even out in like the 90s?
Yeah, exactly. And it's like you can tell it's bad when like
they're not even like,
I'm kind of knowledgeable about accurate. That stuff. Yeah. But like I'm not like super like that came out August 3rd, 1993 or something like that, you know, or like whatever. But like, yeah, I just was like, wait, did that even come out yet? Or whatever, you know? And it's like a movie that came out in the 2000s. It's yeah. like, yeah, it's quite the fuck up, guys.
But
this didn't have anything like that. No. And used the budget much better, I think.
Hmm. Agreed. So, agreed.
And it kind of felt like, I felt like there was like a heart to this show a little bit too. Like with the family and stuff. Like more than like Family Guy or like American Dad.
Mm-hmm.
Even like... Because I love those shows, or like especially the early seasons like we talked about, but they can be very mean-spirited at times, like especially with the family members. Like they all just like want to kill each other basically.
Mm-hmm.
Or like literally have at points, or like just done really fucked up shit to each other at this point, honestly.
Yeah.
And I kind of like that, like we get like kind of the funny like fucked up family, not fucked up, like we still get the funny family moments,
yeah,
and like kind of ridiculous stuff or the swearing and stuff like that, but like it doesn't feel like Maddie's gonna like kill John or like Ted or something,
yeah,
you know, or like
it's just like
kind
yeah.
of poison them or something, you know, yeah. like I could see fucking Peter or Stan doing that to like one of the kids at this. They probably have. There's been so many episodes of this, they've literally probably done that multiple times at this point.
Yeah. Yeah, they, yeah, yeah, there's a couple.
You're like, yeah, yeah, no, I definitely actually think of one or two off the top of my head. Like, so, yeah, hey, there's definitely, like, 10.
I like American Dad. It's, like, one of my top shows.
But did you like that, like, aspect of it? Because I like that, it, like, it's interesting because, like, those are on cable.
Mm-hmm.
Yet I almost feel like those are more fucked up and more dark. Yet this is an R-rated thing, actually, and they can actually say fuck and, like, have more... like fucked up shit if they wanted to, because it's R, but I think they choose to make it like where it's hysterical, but like it's not like as cynical or like mean spirited yeah, as those yeah. ones, which like, I really
wow
liked.
That was really dark, American Dad.
Yeah, I feel like they've just gone in that direction, like they've embraced that even more with those shows recently, because they're like, oh, I have Seth MacFarlane, I guess fuck it, we don't even know what to do, they just all hate each other, they want to kill each other, like
yeah. I really liked the mom. Actually, like,
yeah,
she
the
was,
mom and the
she,
dad
she
were my other two favorites.
She weirded me out in the beginning, and then she started to grow on me.
Mm. I like the whole family, honestly.
Yeah.
Even the cousin, like.
Yeah, she was chill.
I was almost, like, wondering if that character at first, I'm like, is this going to be the character that's going to, like, start to annoy me eventually?
No,
Blair, but like she kind of was like chill. The heart of like the show a little bit too.
Yeah. She always like said something to like one member of the family, like
yeah,
to like Maddie or like John.
It's like the voice of reason that like I think a lot of his shows have kind of been lacking recently almost.
Yeah.
Cause like you even get like characters in like a lot of his shows that like almost used to be that, like Brian or someone.
Mm-hmm.
But like I feel like they just, like I said, like they just don't even know how to write those characters anymore. It's like, yeah, Brian's fucked up too now, I guess. Like he's not even the voice of reason anymore. Like I don't think they really do that, right?
Mm-mm.
But like they kinda used to.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's interesting. And I think it doesn't feel as like preachy as that, but like it has a heart here and like
yeah, no. Jesus. There were a couple parts in that show that like had me like, oh.
Yeah.
Like
the Christmas episode one.
Yeah.
Or the one with the
with when Blair.
When he Yeah, no, I thought they like actually handled that really well.
Yeah.
Like that whole thing and
That
was like a good use of like actually like naturally like including like a lesbian couple or like a gay couple in like a series.
Yeah, where it wasn't like, oh, this is like
like, that felt like it was just natural or real.
Yeah.
And I was like, thank fuck. Like, okay, like this is, like, going to be a good thing. Because, like, I think comedy is especially when it becomes a little harder, too.
Yeah.
Because I think I was telling you that, like, I watched that, like, episode of the iCarly reboot because I wanted to see Josh Peck. And then they had this whole, like, side plot with where it was, like, where it was, like, about, like, this, like, their trans friends or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, to me, this just feels, like, very forced, like, or, like, it's almost, like, giving them, like, a bad look, you know? Like, I think the way they wrote the comedy, essentially, and it's just, like, to me, this feels like it's, like, reinforcing, like, almost, like, stereotypes, like, in those communities. And it's, like, well, most of the time you meet people, then they're just regular people, you know? They're just regular people. They're just, like, me and you. You know, and that's what it felt like in this, where it was just like, thank God, like, okay, yes, we are addressing it. They are lesbian, but like they're normal besides that.
Mm-hmm.
And like they're regular people and they can like have an identity beyond like their sexuality.
Mm-hmm.
So like I thought that was really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was the element in that episode that actually worked better than like the whole truck thing.
That was that just the felt same more episode
random. No, I know, that's what I'm
yeah,
saying.
Yeah, no,
that was,
I know,
like, the element in that one where like it that worked better for me than the other, than the truck one.
Yeah,
but I thought it worked better in the end because like it at least tied together with like, well, that truck's just pretty much an intolerant piece of shit. And like,
but isn't the truck also like
oh yeah, the twist at the end. I forgot.
Yeah, you're
about
just like,
that.
Okay, what?
The truck was really gay the whole time, and
was he like, I like fucking Matt or something like that? I don't even remember what he said.
Sorry to spoil it for you guys.
Sorry.
Spoilers. Silas said spoilers ahead. Fuck nuts.
Sorry.
Sorry, guys, but yeah, he's fucking big reveal. Truck's gay too, and I don't know. That felt a little baked to me.
Yeah.
Like, where it was just like, I don't know, like that part just felt dumb to me.
I was just like,
yeah, that like that what? Just made it even more random and like stupid almost.
Yeah.
But
keep in mind that the truck was like a piece of shit. Like the entire episode was just like fucking racist.
But in the end, I guess I also I guess I also don't hate it because it's like, well, I guess that's pretty much how people are.
Yeah.
You know,
no,
like a lot of those
much.
Trolls and stuff.
Yeah,
that
they're
go
always like
and shit on stuff. It's
yeah.
like, you're probably gay, aren't you? Like, you're closeted, aren't you? And you just can't. Yeah, you can't come to reality. And you're just like, I'm going to be an asshole to all those people online.
It's like, yeah, okay, bud.
Yeah.
Sure.
All right, bud. Totally don't see through you. But yeah, I thought that I really liked those characters. And the girlfriend, Sarah.
Yeah.
Like, I thought she was chill, too. She ended up, she was, like, their drug dealer or whatever.
Yeah.
So I thought that was kind of funny that, like, she ended up, it was almost like a plot happening in the background that we didn't know about.
Yeah.
And then, like, so you saw her at the beginning, and then at the end, she came back or whatever. I was like, oh, yeah, she was in, like, the first one, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was, like, selling drugs with Blair.
So I'm sure she's going to be I feel like she's going to be recurring more now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like those characters, like the family dynamic and everything. So, that worked really well. I had the bullies. I was like, who's Andrew? And I'm like, that's the bully, I think.
Andrew. Was Andrew that fucking creepy, like, 35-year-old?
Oh, was that who that was?
Remember? Like, that...
the dude in that one episode that was, yeah, like, doing crack?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was baked.
Was that his name?
I'm not sure. I think it's the bully.
I don't know. I feel like it's not the bully. I feel like the bully had, like, a name that started with a C.
Well, Ara Holiday, whether you're the bully or whether you were the...
Creepy 35-year-old,
you were funny. Like, yeah, both those characters.
Yeah, that 30-year-old or however.
It was so big. He was just, like, using his tub.
Yeah.
But, yeah, really, really funny episodes, really funny writing. It's kind of a return to the R-rated, raunchy, like, stuff we used to get, like, in theaters.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of interesting. It seems like more of that stuff's moving to, like, TV now.
Yeah.
I think it's because, like, those stuff haven't done as well in, like, the box office recently.
Mm-hmm.
Like, COVID's changed everything, and mm-hmm. people just don't want to go out to see a comedy in the theater as much. Like, they'll just wait for it.
Yeah, like, I'll just wait for it to go on one of the...
It's going to be on there in 3 weeks.
Bunch of streaming services, and then I can just watch it from my couch.
It's like, I don't really blame you. Like, I like the movie theaters, but I almost can't really even blame you. Like,
something about sitting on your couch.
It is nice. Not as expensive as the movies or the...
You can get a snack even more expensive popcorn and shit
you get there.
You can pause. You can refill your drink when you're at home.
But, yeah, I think that might be about it. I think the only thing I would also like to touch on is supposedly this did really well on Peacock.
Yeah,
like, this is their number one show, I think. Like out of their originals they've done, like, this has done the best.
I think Ted has, like, a pretty solid fan. Wow, I was going to mix up those two words. I was going to say Fallid.
Fallid?
Yeah.
Sand? You're like, wait, what?
Whoa. Yeah.
Well, know what else I learned? I guess Peacock literally approached Seth MacFarlane for this and asked, like, him to do it.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm like, okay, well, it's definitely probably getting more then, because, like, that'd be pretty stupid if they approached him
and then they were like, number one we're show, good.
And then they're like, fuck it, no season two. He'd probably be like, okay, fuck you guys. I'm never working with you again. Like,
pass off this really big opportunity. Oh,
Orville show gets canceled. Now you assholes want to cancel this shit. All right, fuck you guys.
But yeah, that's what I was saying, was that Ted, like the original, like the movie with Maki Mack.
Do you think they'll do another movie potentially?
I don't know. I feel like...
Or do you think they'll just stick to the show for now? I feel
like they'll stick to the show. Because what would be another movie? Like, I don't know.
I think they shouldn't do another movie because... I like the second one, but, like, it is weaker than the first. Mm. And it's just, like, this was on par, I think, with, like, the first movie.
Yeah.
Like, where this was an improvement on the second, the show, in my opinion.
Yeah, the second one works really well in this format. It was just fucking, yeah, that one was weird.
It's just more, gets more in that kind of random stuff, like, we were talking about.
Yeah.
Which is, like, fine. Like, sometimes that can be fine and funny, like, maybe you're not looking for anything more than that. Like, just plop it on and, like, kind of laugh at a few scenes. But I really appreciate when it's the Seth MacFarlane stuff and it's kind of that. And it's funny in that regard, in that way. But then there's, like, a plot there, too.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you feel like it wasn't just, like, the usual generic bullshit plot. Like, they actually did something more clever there with the story.
Right.
But, yeah, do you think the next season would be, like, college or...
Yeah. Well, no.
I think it's going to be senior.
Isn't it his junior year? Yeah, they would probably. Because
they kind of set that up.
I mean, they could. I guess it depends on, like, how far out, like, the next season comes out, because they could come, but I guess, I don't know.
I'm thinking...
I feel like either could work.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking either could work, but I'm thinking they probably will do senior year, because they, like, maybe said that in the last episode, and because I was thinking, it'd probably be harder to include the family if he was going to college.
True.
Like, you could, or you still could, but then, like, there almost wouldn't be a reason for them to be there as much.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, like, yeah, you could have them just there, but then you'd almost be like, wait, why are we even, like, looking at the family? Like, John's not even with them. He's at college, like, getting fucked up right now or something. You know, it's just, like, I don't know. I think it'd be harder. Not that they can't do that down the line. I just think we could potentially get, like, 3 seasons out of this or more.
I could see, yeah.
We could get one more high school, I think.
Junior year. Second season could be senior year, and then third could be
college.
And then... But you never know. I don't know, Seth. You'd go beyond like
3 or 4 or something?
Huh?
Do you think it could go beyond like 2 or 3 seasons? Or do you think it'll probably just be something like that?
I don't know. That I don't know. Maybe. I feel like it would, I don't know. What more could they do?
I think it would be probably around like at most like 4 or something.
Because then they can do like when he met like Mila Kunis's character.
Yeah.
In the first movie.
But honestly, like, Lori, they don't really need to show, like, all of his years of high school or anything, really, you know?
Mm.
Because at that point, there will already be things you would hit, like, with him getting fucked up and that sort of stuff. Because they've already done that in the first, you know? I think it'll be, like, 2 or 3 seasons. But at most, like, 4. Probably get 2 high school seasons, 2 college or something, or 2 high school, 1 college. But either way, looking forward to it. Really hope they're getting on it now that they know this is like their number one show. And I think it's looking likely because, like I said, number one show out of all the originals they've done so far. And it, Twisted Metal, which I watched and really liked, and Poker Face, which is another one they've done, did really well. Not as good as this, though, but those already have season 2 confirmed.
Cool.
And I want to, I'm not sure, and I didn't look it up, so I don't take me on my word on this, but I'm pretty sure Twisted Metal has a bigger budget than this. I'm going to assume.
I've only seen, like, one, or, like, not even seen an episode. I've kind of just, like, been half awake.
Like, you the technology of Ted is, like, impressive, but, like, that's the only visual effect really in this, you know?
Right.
So it's, like, I'm going to assume Twisted Metal is more. Probably. I could be wrong, but that already has season 2. So, yeah, it's looking likely. We're looking forward to it. Really could do some cool stuff with college or senior year in the next season, so.
Yeah.
Stay tuned, Pose.
Yes.
I'm sure we'll be reviewing that and 2026, whenever that comes out.
Oh, boy.
But thank you for joining me, Halo.
Thank you for having me. It was fun.
Yes.
Peace out, Pose. Until next time.
Bye, Pose.